The First Book of the Chronicles, Chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David gave orders to gather the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he set stone cutters to hew out stones to build the house of God. And David prepared large quantities of iron to make the nails for the doors of the gates and for the clamps, and more bronze than could be weighed, and timbers of cedar logs beyond number. For the Sidonians and Tyrians brought large quantities of cedar timber to David. And David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout all lands. Therefore, now I will make preparation for it." So David made ample preparations before his death. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, I had intended to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood on the earth before me. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, that you may be successful, and build the house of the Lord your God, just as he has spoken concerning you. Only the Lord give you discretion and understanding, and give you charge over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you shall prosper, if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Now behold, with great pains I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond weight, for they are in great quantity. Also timber and stone I have prepared, and you may add to them. Moreover, there are many workmen with you, stone cutters and masons of stone, and carpenters, and all men who are skillful in every kind of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the bronze, and the iron, there is no limit. Arise and work, and may the Lord be with you." David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord." Chapter 23. Now when David reached old age, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. And the Levites were numbered from 30 years old and upward, and their number by census of men was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising the Lord with the instruments which David made for giving praise. And David divided them into divisions according to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shimei. The sons of Ladan were Jehiel the first, and Zetham and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei were Shalometh, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the fathers' households of Ladan. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, Jeush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the first, and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they became a father's household, 1 class. The sons of Kohath were 4, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Amram were Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was set apart to sanctify him as most holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name forever. But as for Moses, the man of God, his sons were named among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. The son of Gershom was Shebuel the chief, and the son of Eliezer was Rehabiah the chief, and Eliezer had no other sons. But the sons of Rehabiah were very many. The son of Izhar was Shalometh the chief. The sons of Hebron were Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekameam the fourth. The sons of Uziel were Micah the first, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari were Malai and Mushai. The sons of Malai were Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters only. So their brothers, the sons of Kish, took them as wives. The sons of Mushai were three, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of Levi according to their fathers' households, even the heads of the fathers' households of those of them who were counted in the number of names by their census, doing the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever." And also the Levites will no longer need to carry the tabernacle and all its utensils for its service. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward. For their office is to assist the sons of Aaron with the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, even the work of the service of the house of God, and with the showbread, and the fine flour for a grain offering, and unleavened wafers, or what is baked in the pan, or what is well mixed, and all measures of volume and size. And they are to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt offerings to the Lord on the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the fixed festivals in the number set by the ordinance concerning them, continually before the Lord. Thus they are to keep charge of the tent of meeting, and charge of the holy place, and charge of the sons of Aaron, their relatives, for the service of the house of the Lord. Chapter 24. Now the divisions of the descendants of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and had no sons. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. And David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to their offices for their ministry. Since more chief men were found from the descendants of Eleazar than the descendants of Ithamar, they divided them thus. There were 16 heads of fathers' households of the descendants of Eleazar, and 8 of the descendants of Ithamar according to their fathers' households. Thus they were divided by lot, the one as the other, for they were officers of the sanctuary and officers of God, both from the descendants of Eleazar and the descendants of Ithamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nathaniel, the scribe, from the Levites, recorded them in the presence of the king, the princes, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' households of the priest and of the Levites, one father's household taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came out for Jehoiarib, the second for Jediah, the third for Harim, the fourth for Seorim, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamim, the seventh for Hakaz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jacob, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshabib, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hezer, the 18th for Hapises, the 19th for Pethahiah, the 20th for Jehezkel, the 21st for Jachin, the 22nd for Gamil, the 23rd for Deliah, the 24th for Maaziah. These were their offices for their ministry, when they came into the house of the Lord according to the ordinance given to them through Aaron their father, just as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. Now for the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the first, of the Isharites, Shalomoth, of the sons of Shalomoth, Jahath, and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jekameam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai, the sons of Jaaziah, Beno. The sons of Merari by Jaaziah were Beno, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri. By Malai, Eliezer, who had no sons. By Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel. And the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites, according to their fathers' households. These also cast lots, just as their relatives, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' households, of the priests and of the Levites, the head of father's households, as well as those of his younger brother. The First Epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, Chapter 3. Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no man may be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor should be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you, for this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account, as we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you, and may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all men, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.